Hello, GWA. This is Wicked Sub, and I'm going to take a crack at the yummy mixer questionnaire that Miss posted. Keep in mind, it is after 1 a.m., and I'm a little delirious, and I have a little bit of a sore throat, which may or may not have been from coming three times in a row and screaming really loud. Okay, let's just get cracking. GWA questions first. By the way, I'm not going to be answering all of the questions, and I'm apologizing in advance for saying about 100 times. Okay. Do post tags matter, or do you just read the title? Yes, they absolutely matter. I will read the tags before I read the title, because that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for specific tags for stuff I want to listen to. That's what I'm skimming through when I'm, you know, looking at the front page. So that's absolutely important for me, definitely. The title can be fun and a little informative, but I'm going after the tags, so... Tags are important, guys. How much time do you spend making and editing an audio? Oh my God. So I'm a huge, huge, huge perfectionist. And I spend an extraordinary amount of time editing, much more so than actually recording. I can easily spend 2-3 hours editing just a quick masturbation audio with no sound effects. And then if I'm doing something like a collab or something with a lot of sound effects, then that's going to take several days, many hours over several days. Cause I am such a perfectionist, and, you know, and obviously I want it to sound good as well, but it's got to hold up to my standards, which are ridiculous. And I would say for the most part, I actually rather enjoy editing, unless I get stuck on something, but, you know, listening to the finished product it's great. It's fantastic. What are the pros and cons of recording? I would say the pros obviously are that I enjoy doing it. It's a really fun and creative outlet, and I've really come to enjoy the acting aspect of it, which I certainly didn't plan to do when I first joined the sub, but I've really, really started to love that part of it, and also enjoy listening to those types of audios as well. Just it's kind of like listening to, you know, a movie or something, but with explicit, fantastic sexual content. But yeah, that part I've really, really come to enjoy. If whether it's a script or improv or a mix of both, or, you know, collab, that's what I've been having probably the most fun with lately. Cons of recording? I can't really think of any cons of recording. Really just, I don't even want to say cons of GWA, but just, I'm kind of addicted. I'm always refreshing, you know, like sorting by new and then refreshing and listening at work when I should probably be working. But, you know, that's all on me. That's not anyone else's fault but my own. After listening to GWA, have you gotten any new kinks? Oh, absolutely. Spanking is probably number one, although I've always been interested in it. I had never done it before GWA. I still haven't had it done to me in person by another person, but I quite enjoy doing it to myself. I'm quite happy doing that. Oh, other new kinks. Listening to M Sub, that's one that I quite enjoy. Oh God, there's probably others that I'm just completely missing, but yeah. Do you like the sound of your own voice? I do, because I spend so much time editing and listening to myself. I got over the kind of the weird, oh my God, does my voice actually sound like that phase quite quickly. And now I have no problem listening to myself. In fact, I will just go back and listen to old recordings of myself just for fun. Probably more often than I should admit. What kind of audio is your favorite? No surprise with my answer here. Rate play, fear play, collabs. That's one of my absolute favorites to listen to. They're just so creative and it's so fun listening to, you know, multiple people. And again, going back to the whole acting aspect of it, love, love, love collabs. So much. Other kinds of audio, man sounds, yes please. Like I mentioned before, M-sub, spanking's fun to listen to. I'm probably missing so many, but those are definitely the ones that will stick out if I'm scrolling through and I'm like, oh my god, I have to listen to those ones. Okay, on to the explain yourself section. Would you have sex while a porno is being played? Yeah, sure. Why not? Oh, let's see. Skipping a few of these. Fastest way to get me to come, Hitachi. While listening to or watching porn. And if you add in a G-spot dildo or vibrator, I will come so hard. I will feel like I'm dying. Oh, let's see. What music would you like to have playing while you're having sex? The Massive Attack album, Mezzanine, is so damn hot. That is one of my favorites. Check it out if you haven't heard it. Oh, what do you prefer to be called? Well, with my newfound switchiness, I guess you could call it. I do quite enjoy being called ma'am and mistress. Oh my god, good girl. That's a new one that kills me in the best way. What do I prefer to say? Sir. Oh, going back to the what to be called, all the dirty names and slut, bitch, whore, all, yeah. I have a fondness for bitch out of all of those. I don't know why that one just gets me, but God, it gets me. Oh, also, kind of enjoying saying good boy. quite fun. Let's see. Are you more of a moaner, screamer, grunter, or silent? Well, since joining GWA, I have become a bit of a screamer. To the point of, I am hoarse right now from doing this earlier today. it's kind of astounding. I went back and listened to my first recording and then comparing it to my newest ones. It's night and day on how different I sound when I come. And that goes back to sort of being used to having to be quiet when you masturbate, just if you have, you know, roommates or you're, you know, living with family or whatever your situation is. So now that I have the ability to be as loud as I want, that's definitely coming out to play to an embarrassing level, I will say that. But I can also be all four of those, you know, moaner, grunter. I can actually, believe it or not, be silent when I come. This is true. I can do that. Oh, let's see. Worst time I've been turned on. The first thing that comes to mind is at work, because that happens more frequently than it should. And the feeling of being stuck at work, not being able to come and being so turned on and achy that it actually starts to become painful is the worst. Okay, the preferences section. Do you consider hair pulling sexy? Yes, I do. Do you enjoy bondage? Yes, I do. Are you into playing with hot wax? I've never done it before, but I am totally willing to try. Have you ever been with someone older than you? Yes. Would you ever kiss someone of the same sex? Yes. Have you ever tried anal? No, not into it. Have you ever been double penetrated? No, that's not something I'm really interested in. Have you ever had sex in public? No, again, probably not something I would do. Do you like being handled roughly? Oh, just a bit. It's kind of one of my favorite things ever. That's one of my favorite parts of rape play scenarios, is just the struggling part of it and fighting back and ultimately getting pinned down and, oh God, Jesus, just does things to my lady bits in the best way. Am I very verbal in bed? I would say so. If it's not actually talking, then it would certainly be making lots of noises. Do I like receiving pain or giving it? Both, although I would lean more toward the receiving part. My favorite item for spanking is my hand, because it hurts my ass and it hurts my hand because I'm a masochist. Books are also freaking fantastic. Okay, random things. Let's see, skipping a few of these. If you became a person of the opposite sex for a day, what would you do? I genuinely really am curious on what a male orgasm feels like. I want to know. I'm really, really curious. And yeah, I would love to be able to compare a female orgasm with a male orgasm. Oh, what would you do in life if you did not need to work for money? Other than traveling and just doing the fun sitting at home watching movies and TV and stuff, I would like to do historical restoration of old buildings and homes. I have a bit of an obsession with 19th century architecture, and I would love, love, love to be able to restore that beauty back to what it once was. What's your most used phrase? Probably something with the word fuck in it. Also, probably a quote from Anchorman, since that entire movie is part of my daily vocabulary, and I just quote it and use it without even thinking, because it's just the best. Also, quotes from Family Guy. Me and my friends will use lines from that show just in our everyday life. How do you feel about aliens and ghosts, real or not? I'm the type that kind of has to see it to believe it, so I would say I don't believe in either one, but, you know, prove me wrong, guys. I think they'd be pretty fucking awesome if they existed, especially aliens, because that would just be fantastic. Oh, yeah, let's go back to, speaking of aliens, let's go back to the what would you do in life if you didn't not need to work for money. I would go into fucking space, goddammit, because that's so on my bucket list. It's never going to happen, but it's absolutely on my bucket list to see Earth from space, because I have this weird emotional thing where if I see Earth from space, like in a movie, TV show, documentary, I get all teary-eyed and emotional. I don't know what it is. It's just, it's so beautiful. And I just can't imagine how amazing that would be. And that's something that I would love, love, love to be able to do. It doesn't even have to be going to the moon or another planet. I just want to see Earth from space. Please, can we make this happen? Okay, that is it for the questionnaire. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. I hope you enjoyed.